Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in our series we're calling Alive. We're working our way through the letter that the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus. And in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 11 through 22, that's what we were going through this Sunday, he talks about how not only has God reconciled us to himself, not only has there been a vertical reconciliation between God and man, but there's also been a horizontal reconciliation in the sense that he's reconciled us to one another, that no matter where we've come from and no matter who we are, if we are in Christ, we've become family to one another. And in Christ, any hostility is gone because we are family. We're brothers and sisters in Christ and unified in Christ. And it has such a good application, obviously, for today. So Paul, in his time and in their world, right, the major division was not between black and white, not between black and blue, not between majority and minority. It was not between liberal and conservative, right? It was between Jew and Gentile. That was their major division, Jew and Gentile. And the division was deep and it was hostile. They were divided religiously, divided racially, divided socially and culturally. Their worldviews different. That was the major division. And there was a lot of pride and a lot of prejudice. Jews did not really associate with Gentiles and had a hard time. I mean, even in the early part of the church, as they're spreading the gospel and Gentiles are coming to believe, there are many in the Jewish camp who are believers who are having a hard time believing that God is pouring out his Spirit on the Gentiles as well, on the non-Jewish people as well, even though in the Old Testament, that's what God said he was going to do, that he was going to, through Israel, bless the whole world. And so that was the major division. And Paul is saying to the Ephesians, who are mostly Gentiles, he says this, but now in Christ, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both Jew and Gentile, one. And he has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility by abolishing the law of commandments expressed in ordinances, that he might create in himself one new man in place of the two. Right? You're no longer identifying yourself as Jew and Gentile. That's not your first or primary identity. Rather, you're defining yourself as in Christ, Christian, in Christ, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility. He goes on to say, and he came and preached peace to those who were far off and peace to those who were near, for through him we both have access in one Spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. Household means really extended family, right? We're all members of the family now, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone. And so kind of at the heart of what we talked about on Sunday is I told our folks, look, there are plenty of things that are there to divide us. There are plenty of things happening right now in our culture that can divide us. And I said, we've preached on this before, and I think we should say it again and be very, 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 very clear. Racism is a sin issue. Racism is wrong in any expression, in any form. Whether it's in personal attitudes or in structures, historical structures or institutions. And we as believers, as Christians, all of us as the church, I think have a responsibility to fight and advocate for change, to ask God, help us to have and make a more just and equitable society and for all of our citizens, not just for one group, right? Or two groups or three groups, but for all of our citizens. And at the same time, I was reading this past week, someone had said, you can't legislate righteousness. Good government and good laws are there for the restraining of evil. That's absolutely true, for minimizing and mitigating the effects of sin. So, I mean, I would think we should always be open to saying, hey, let's look at our policies and procedures. And hear me say, I'm not a public policy expert. I'm a pastor, right? I would think that we'd always be willing to say, let's look at these things and make sure we're the laws and the culture that we've built and the things that we're doing in policy are making a just and equitable society for everyone that are addressing these disparities. But at the same time, recognizing we can't legislate righteousness. For these things to be healed, we have to have the transformation that comes from Christ. And in Christ, this is what's so beautiful and gives me such hope. In Christ, if in their world, Jew and Gentile, Paul saying, we are one in Christ, then it is possible for us today as the church to say, we are one. We are one. And when we see each other, my hope is that we don't look at each other in the church and firstly identify ourselves as, well, I'm identifying myself by first my ethnicity or first my political opinions or first, you know, my wealth status or whatever it may be. But rather we're saying, no, my identity is in Christ and your identity is in Christ. And even if we have disagreements or differences, I see you as my brother or my sister in Christ. You see me as your brother or sister in Christ. We are family because we are His. And we listen to one another. We're slow to speak, quick to listen, and slow to become angry. And we fight for one another, and we encourage one another, and we love one another. That's what Jesus said. The world will know you. Know that you're my disciples by the way in which you love one another. And I think it's so critical for us. I could be wrong here, but as we head towards election season this fall, I don't anticipate this getting less divisive. And I don't want for our church or for the church, to be more divided, but rather to be unified around Christ, to be compassionate and loving one another and seeking the good of one another and modeling to the world, what can this look like when people who are different, made in the image of God, united in Christ, unified in Christ, one in Christ, are loving one another in such a way that the world that's divided and is searching looks at us and glorifies our Father in heaven. We have an opportunity here to point the world to Christ by the way in which we love one another. And I think that starts by us embracing our gospel identity, embracing that I am defined first and foremost and above all by my relationship with Christ, that I've been reconciled to God through Christ. And that will be first and foremost and primary in my life. So I'm going to take a moment and pray, and then I want to encourage you to take some time and pray this morning as well. Father, I do ask that, Lord, for our church, not just LifePoint, but for your church, for the church, that God, you would help us to lay aside, Father, the things that that often divide us, Lord, and that doesn't mean in any way, shape, or form that we are shedding, Father, our ethnicities, or that we're shedding our, you know, political opinions, Lord. I know that our different racial makeup or ethnicities, that's part of being made in the image of God. There's a wonderful diversity, and it's not wrong to have political opinions. But Father, I do pray that you would unite us, and that we would fix our minds on Christ, and we would identify ourselves first and foremost as family, as yours, Lord. And we would learn to be compassionate with one another, and we would love one another in such a way that, God, the watching world would stand in awe, not of us, but of Christ in us. God, may we point the world to you. And I ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time and pray for yourself this morning.